Okay, we're going to move on to action skill 1B. The quasi-resonant nuclei is the child's primary sound during the first month of life. And sometime around the second month of life and moving into the third month of life, children make one change on that sound, and that is they learn to make it longer. The quasi-resonant nuclei is defined as high, mid, unrounded, nasalized vowel of short duration, because in making the sound, a child actually does very little. He doesn't move his jaw, he doesn't move his lips, he doesn't move his tongue, he doesn't move his velum. All he does, basically, is exhale and produce sound at his voice. So when we have a child with very little oral control, very little lip movement, tongue movement, jaw movement, and so forth, this is the sound that they're going to be stuck with. But they can begin to make one change on that, like babies do, and that is to make it longer. And that's why the second action skill is called prolonging. This is the production of a long QRN. It requires deeper inhalation and extended exhalation. And the reason that 2- and 3-month-old children begin to use this sound is because their physical body changes in such a way that they're able to inhale more deeply and exhale longer. Little newborns are born with a lot of tight flexion. They're kind of rolled up in a little ball. And as a result of that, they can't inhale very deeply. But by 2 months of age, children start getting that broad chest. That's what I like to call it, the broad chest and the chin tuck. You see that Buddha belly coming out, and that's a real indication that the child now has literally larger lung capacity. And as a result of larger lung capacity, he can inhale more air, and he has more air with which to exhale. He doesn't know what to do with that sound yet, or that facial part of making sound, so all he does is take that one sound and make it longer. The QRN, instead of sounding like this, begins to sound like this. And that is a longer production. Our clients need help in taking their basic quasi-resonant nuclear sound and making it longer. Prolongation of sound is the essence of everything he will need to learn from here on. In order to change sound, he's got to make it longer so that he has more time to hear his own sound, so that he can begin to practice and manipulate that sound. And a problem in prolongation is something we see for a very long time in quite a few of our clients. For example, think about the typical child with Down syndrome who is much older and who is producing single words, but who produces them in short, blunt-type utterances. For example, we might say to a child, a 10-year-old child with Down syndrome, hi, Jason, and he might say, huh. How are you? Fun. Where are you going? Ta. What are you going to do? Pay day. Play with David? Yeah, pay day. Oh, David's your friend. Yeah, day my friend. Do you hear those short pulses of utterances? He may be producing phrases and sentences, but everything he says is an individual short pulse of air. Ha, de, ma, no, de. Hi, my, no, this, that. He's producing words. They're intelligible words if you know the context, but outside of the context, they're very hard to understand. This is a problem not of phoneme production per se. This is a problem of airflow. This is a problem in taking in a deep volume, a large volume of air that's deep in the lungs, and being able to prolong that as we exhale. So for stimulating prolongation, we use all the same tools that we've just described, but we simply try to get the child to produce them longer. So for example, At action skill 1, a child might be using a train whistle like this. But by action skill 2, prolonging, he's able to do this. And that's a much better use of the tool, and it's a much better sound, and it is the result of increased capacity for inhalation and increased control over exhalation. Longer sound is the beginning of change for speech.